Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Sports Buzz is brought to you by Mancini Sleep World. Mancini's invites you to rest easy during their tax-free mattress sale. Enjoy huge savings on top brand quality mattresses. Visit sleepworld.com. All right, Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Of course, their podcast is on Google Play and iTunes and Facebook and Twitter. We normally at this time will pick our NFL picks, but the Super Bowl is next week, and we'll get to that next week. I just want to take a moment, guys. First of all, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
I want to take a moment. We can go ahead and give the fanfare. For the second year in a row, Brad has won the NFL picks. So, you want to.
I have so many people I'd like to thank.
But wait, before you get to your thank yous, I have an award for you.
Oh!
Here's your award for winning the NFL picks. There you go.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah, so
Photo op.
Yeah. No, and we'll take a group photo in a minute as well.
Oh, that is so good.
I want that. People that can't see because it's the radio. It's a certificate of a accomplishment.
Yes.
Of winning the NFL picks with your record of 31-18. So,
well, I'll tell you what, winners are winners, and they show it on their wall in their office or home.
I was going to say that better be on display somewhere.
You know,
and don't mind that the frame is very cheap.
You know,
ignore that part of it.
A lot of people would hang this in their home office or some sort of den or quote unquote man cave.
Yeah.
This is going to get a very prominent spot if you'd like to see it. At the Publican, 9057 Windsor Road.
Product placement.
It's funny because I was hoping you were going to say that, so thanks.
Yo, it is going. If you would like to see the majesty of this award, perhaps I'll put some sort of picture of myself next to it in case you don't know who the fat guy with the like unsightly white beard is that owns the place. You can come check it out.
Be gentle with that because literally the frame is very cheap. Yeah. We're on a budget here at the Danny Wright Show. All right, so congratulations.
That frame is thin, just like my winning percentage.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
And really, I would like to thank, if we're going to do awards for second place, runners-up, I would like to thank Jimmy Garoppolo, because really, that's the only reason why any of my picks work, because I just kept picking the Niners when he was the quarterback, and that helped every single time.
It took you
a couple games to believe that they would win every time.
It's true.
So
it's true.
To figure out your
methodology.
Just dove right in.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
I have no one to thank.
All right. So I thought we'd take this time also to just kind of throw out something that the NFL season has brought you, something that was exciting to you guys or something that was just a moment that you'll remember, your favorite moment.
I'm going to go first on this
one. Please do.
My favorite moment or standout moment of the year is when we were doing our preseason picks that I predicted the Rams to take first place in the NFC West.
He did.
And that was
everyone looked at me like, you're crazy. No way. And I spouted off to all four people that were listening.
Yeah.
You can check that out on the Sports Meets Beer podcast. And the NFC West and AFC West preview episode came out around, we'll say the early part of the season.
In the archives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a weird season. There was a lot of like injuries, and I feel like we were robbed of some greatness this year. The Carson Wentz injury is obviously a huge one. My favorite moment is when the 49ers played the Rams early in the season, and the final score of that game was like 41-38 or something like that.
It was crazy.
It was the first time in probably since Steve Mariucci days where I thought, oh, wow, this offense could really accomplish something.
Yeah.
You watched
Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, that was that was with Hoyer, and that was like the first moment where I felt like something might be building here. And obviously, I'm being a homer and picking a Niner moment, but that was the first moment where I thought, maybe there's something really going on here. And then they lost all those games by 3 points or less, and then suddenly it felt like, man, maybe these guys just don't know how to win. How are they going to kind of build on this? It just felt like old school explosive 49er offense. That was my favorite sort of like, oh, I can be excited about this again. That was my favorite moment of the year.
You're not being a homer at all, because obviously Jimmy Garoppolo is the highlight for me. I mean, they trade for him, and I remember looking at my phone, getting the like Bleacher Report alert or whatever it was, thinking, no. It's like a Hawaiian Missile Crisis
God.
Somebody made a mistake. This is not real. And then I looked on Twitter, and it's everywhere, and I just couldn't believe that happened, and that it was mind-blowing. And then the fact that he finally gets in and just elevates everybody's performance was, that's just, I didn't expect that to happen at all. So it made it fun, made it more fun to watch those games. And
I mean, it is amazing because there are a lot of places where they are deficient in talent and they still went out and won 6 out of 7 in the year. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can catch that crack analysis on where? Your podcast?
We have a podcast.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. Sports Meets Beer on Google Play and iTunes, and find them on Facebook and Twitter. Next week, we'll pick the Super Bowl, guys.
Super Bowl.